Welcome to this week's Glancing at the Stars. Astrology can be applied in many different areas to provide insight and context to a wide range of events, including current events. Corresponding to the beginning of the Olympics on August 8th was the eruption of fighting between Russia and Georgia in South Ossetia. As I pointed out in my segment for that week, an opposition between Mars and Uranus was the highlight. This transit increases the chances for risk-taking as well as unexpected results, especially from unexpected actions. While tensions had been building beforehand, the outbreak of violence surprised much of the world. Surprising violence fits the Mars-Uranus opposition. Obviously, not every one of these oppositions brings this type of event to the world stage. What can elevate a single transit, and in this case one that was already energetic and potentially unstable, is when other planets aspect the transit. Then it is no longer an isolated relationship between two planets, but part of a larger pattern. As a rule of thumb, the more planets involved, the more potent the effect. Here we have four other planets feeding into the Mars-Uranus opposition that made it much more potent than normal. There are other factors to consider as well, including the birth charts of Russia, Georgia, and South Ossetia, and how they interact and are affected by the current transit or pattern. When looking at your own chart, or the chart of another person, try to find patterns that connect a number of planets. These are often where the most energy resides for you to access. For some of us, our energies are more scattered than focused, and we will typically act that way in life by having a variety of interests rather than a clear path. Having a pattern of energy that brings together a number of planets is not always easy to handle, especially when, for example, Mars and Uranus play a major role. Also, patterns in a birth chart can be complex and not always immediately recognized, even if you have some astrological training. A good astrologer can reveal your complexity as well as your complexes. As I've said before, astrology applied skillfully is a great diagnostic tool. Sun trine Pluto is the highlight and occurs midweek. Last week brought the very intense Mars square Pluto, where frustration could reach an extreme if energy was improperly channeled. This week, the harmony of the trine helps relieve some of the pressure that may still be around. Although this may only provide short-term relief to existing blockages, Sun trine Pluto is an excellent time to start a project that requires deep probing. This can include all types of research, examining yourself or your relationships, getting to the bottom of a persistent issue or problem. Pushing through your fears can be easier now. Whatever you do, have a great week.